Oh my God, we gotta play this shit. Hold on, let me bring it 4-8. Guys, we gotta play this shit. Let me take this call real quick. 4-8, sir, how you doing, sir? How can I help you? What's up?
Oh my God, we gotta play this shit.
Hold on a second, Eric. Wait, 4-8, can you please turn down the background? Turn down the background, please. Turn down your background. Open you back up, please. Turn down your background, please. Okay. So, sir, how can I help you, man? You're on. What's going on? How can I help you, man?
Oh, I got a complicated question. So, basically, there's this girl that came back to college, right? And we ain't spoken to each other for a hot minute, but I want to see if I can, like, reconnect that, because I don't know necessarily.
Wait, stop. Wait. Who gives a fuck where she's gone and where she's been? Let me ask you a question. What happened when she left? Okay. What were y'all like when she left?
Oh, yeah, we was good. It's just that she went back home for the summer. I didn't know I was going to see her again.
Okay, you have her number?
I do.
All right, let's call her right now and tell her you want to see her. So we can catch up.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to hang up on you right now. You don't want to. You're wasting my time. I'm going to give you one more chance. You want to solve it, or you want to be the bitch? What you want to do? What do you want to do?
Well, mama ain't raised no bitch, so.
Then let's do it. Call her right now and tell her you want to catch up with her. Hi, you know, I see you're back in town. Let's catch up, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that we missed out on. That's all you got to say. Go and call her and tell her that right now. Don't waste time. This is the time right now.
Okay.
You asked the question.
Okay.
See, it's not complicated when you lead the fucking woman. So you got 20 seconds. Click over and tell her exactly what I said. Do that shit. And if you get her voicemail, don't click over, but leave her a voicemail, the same thing. But yeah, I want to hear you say this shit. Man the fuck up. Let's go.
All right, I got you. Hold up, let me dial her in.
Dial her in, brother. We got you. I got your support. I got you.
Oh, shit. All right.
20 seconds. Cut him off. He's full of shit. But I want to show y'all guys. See, young guys act like these women are complicated. See how simple that was, but he got chicken shit scared. So we move on. You see, I knew he wasn't going to do it, because as soon as I told him to solve and give him the solution, he got fucking scared and ran the fuck off. And this is why women don't want to fuck with y'all, because y'all are scared as a motherfucker of fucking women. There is something wrong with y'all. Y'all can't tell a fucking woman to, I want to see you to catch up, that scared ass motherfucker. Then now y'all see why y'all guys lose. Because y'all are scared as fuck. Scared. I don't even want that motherfucker call back. I'm going to hang up on his ass. He's scared as fuck. But y'all, I got this complicated situation. Is it really complicated when I gave him a simple fucking answer? Why'd you throw that pass, Matt? There we go. So let's get back to Tyler. Let's get back to the real one who's really fucking winning this shit. So guys, y'all see right there, she said that she wanted to be G. Let's back up. Let's back up and dissect this thing correctly. Here we go. Y'all think I'm bullshit. See, y'all think that I'm always bullshitting with y'all. Y'all actually think that women don't talk this way. You actually think women won't do this for you guys. I keep telling y'all, man, this is the life. But this is what you. This is what men strive. Not even this is not even to strive to get. This comes with being a man. Wait, stop. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me show y'all a gift I got. Hold on. Let me grab this shit. Hold on. Oh, wait. All right. Let me explain how this shit works. All right. So, I like different kind of Nikes. Let me give you all an example. All right, so what you see right here, these let me show you these Nikes. Now these are the Nikes that I have. I got myself because I love Nikes. Let me make sure y'all can see what I'm about to show y'all. All right, so these right here, these are the Nikes I have right here. They're like a black that's faded, right? So because now this happened, I got this last year, but I just want to show you one of one thing. So this is what I have. This is my baby right here, these Nikes, right? So I haven't even worn these yet. I haven't worn these yet. Someone saw that I like those things and they saw this and they bought this for me. I haven't even worn these. Brand new. Look, nothing at the bottom. I can lick the bottom of this motherfucker. I have not even worn these, but I'm showing y'all, somebody saw that I like that. They saw this and they got me these right here, right? Same thing, you know, dark comes up. Well, let me show what I got today. So there was another Nike thing that I saw. There was a Nike thing that I saw and I got this as a gift. Let me show you this. All right. So, and this is in the paper. I just got this today. I put a picture of this on Facebook, but let me show you these babies right here. So I got these babies right here. I got these ones. Got the little bit of the fade right there. But I got these joints. I got these joints and shit. So I'm telling y'all, when I show y'all guys about them wanting to serve and take care of y'all, don't understand that shit. I keep telling y'all, man. They want to do for you. They want to do for you. But let me go ahead. Let me keep playing this clip. But I'm trying to show y'all that they want to actually do things for you because they want to see a smile on your face. They want to see happiness in you. But let's keep going. Here we go. Remember, I always tell you, you should got to wash your feet and shit. I keep telling y'all, man, this is the byproduct of learning game, man. They are so into you and want to do so much for you. They are so into you guys and want to do so much for you. Let me keep going. Y'all see that shit right there? I guess new. Okay. The guy asked. Hold on. New asked 12 about single dads. Hold on a second. Give me a second. Let me grab that because I didn't see that pop up. So let me refresh this. God damn, I gotta keep refreshing this shit. All right, here we go. All right, I had to refresh, and I'm sorry, I can catch up on the messages now. This guy asked a question, is there game for single fathers? And I guess he's new here, so let me guide him and educate him on who we are. If I can find his, let me see if I can find his question. Hold on a second. Here you go. All right, you're new here. So I welcome you to the show, but let me help you understand this. Who you being a single dad has nothing to do with game. A single dad is what you do. That's not who you are. Okay, so, but you're brand new, so I would like to kind of like educate you on where you're at, but there is no such thing as game for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're single, you're in a wheelchair, you're blind, or you're handicapped. Game is game. So, you know, we just want to let you know, but let's keep going on. Let me see. Let me grab the other part. Tyler, maybe that's the part. Let me see if it's the same thing as you put it together. Hold on. Okay, that's the one we already heard. We heard that one. Hold on. Let's get this one. Hold on. Now, wait, hold on. Y'all see that shit? She talked about all that shit to get to her point that you have not spent any time with me. I try to tell you that this is not a dream. And I know there are people out here who tell you you can't get women this way, but I'm showing you proof. I'm showing you when you're a student of the game. This, oh, shit, is that Michael Myers? Yo! Hold up. Oh, they show Halloween. Yo. I'm sorry. I saw Shazam, Halloween. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, he didn't even kill. I'm sorry, Doug. I was all October 14th. I'm sorry, guys. I'm all excited. Anyway, what I was saying to y'all guys, I know a lot of y'all guys think that this cannot happen, but let's hear what else she got to say. See that shit? I can see, dog, y'all don't understand. They will think, I don't think y'all get when I tell you these women will throw themselves at you. I told you how all this works when you have game. I told you how all this works when you have game, okay? Okay? When the woman is saying to you, I don't see you, but I'm going to late. Do you want to see me in a photo? Man, this is an easy one because you can easily say to her, you know what? This is what I want to do. I'm free next week if I can make it, and allow me to make it up to you. Let's go to your lake, but let's have a little fun. Forget about the bathing suit. Let's just wear our skin suits. Let's go to the lake and let's just have a good time. I mean, it's so many ways that you can do this when you have game, okay? This is what happens when you have game, okay? And Daniel, this ain't Daniel. Wait, I hope I don't give you a wrench. Wait a second. Did I give this motherfucker a wrench? Because if I did, I'm taking that shit away. Hold on one second, guys. Please don't tell me I gave that motherfucker a wrench. Hold up, guys. Jesus Christ. Hold up. Let me see if I gave that motherfucker. I hope I didn't get that bitch a wrench. Good. Okay. No, you didn't. No, man. Question, should we get on the man? Well, you got to get the coaching first. And Daniel, I don't like what you said. I don't appreciate what you said. This is not for you. How dare you say that shit? Do y'all hear what this motherfucker said? Daniel, you are on thin ice. You say some bitch-ass shit like that again. Being in here for so long, I'm going to kick you out myself. I'm going to kick you out my fucking self. I hate people like you. Because you ain't shit right now. You want to say that bitch-ass shit like you doing some shit. Guys, he's on thin ice, man. He asked the question, fear comes from not knowing yourself. No, fear does not come from not knowing yourself. Fear comes from the choice to create something that isn't fucking there. I'm the only YouTuber that has asked everybody to reach out and touch yourself on the arm and then reach out and try to touch fear. If you cannot reach out and touch it, is it actually fucking there? So no, fear is, there's no such thing as fear. So stop sitting around using that as an excuse to why you're not doing anything. Wake up, okay? That's brain. Thank you. Thank you, brain. Brain, absolutely, sir. Absolutely, brain. I mean, let's say brain, Brian, excuse me. Hey, Brian, you're right. You're right, B. And that's why he's on thin ice. He say one more thing, I'm going to kick him the fuck out myself. Y'all ain't have to worry about that shit. And I don't like people like that. Because people like that try to act like they're arrogant and more than what the fuck they are, acting like they about this shit, and they ain't shit. And I can't stand people like that, man. He is lucky I'm in a good mood because it's football weekend, because I would have kicked him out. I would have got rid of him on that, because that's some disrespectful shit. That's some disrespectful shit. But I will continue, guys. We're continuing. We're going to be chopping up for another 30 minutes. But as I said, look, listen. See, as a man, you should never feel ashamed of what you do and who you are. And what y'all don't understand, women will look for those. The quarterback, they fucking him up. God damn. As a man, the thing is, a lot of women out there, why are you getting mad? That's part of the game, dog. Whoa, what's up? All right. Oh, yeah. Now they about to get it going, man. They fucked him up, dog. Anyway, as a man, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, whatever you have as a hobby or interest or anything like that, you should never feel that you should be ashamed of who you are or what you do. I don't give a fuck if you collect, toys and shit. Let me refresh. I'm sorry, guys. I had to refresh because this thing here is not really acting up to all this stuff, okay? Steve, you said you can't understand anything above level 2 thinking when I'm on level 2 thinking. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't understand anything above level 2 thinking. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? What the fuck are you talking about, man? I don't need to understand level 2 thinking to know that you ain't got no game. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you saying, man? Well, yeah, if y'all guys have collections and shit like that, again, I got my Xbox, my PlayStation. I'm a big-ass kid. Look at my back wall and shit. I got fucking dragons and swords and shit. They love that shit, man. They think that shit is hot, man. They love that shit. So don't ever be ashamed of that shit. Don't ever be ashamed. But even the message that you heard from Tyler, that's from a woman that just said what? I don't think we should see any other thing, okay? Well, yeah, that's what you, okay, now I understand. Okay. Yes, you're right. That's true. No, I don't have any Hot Wheels. No, I don't collect Hot Wheels. No, I had Hot Wheels when I was fucking like 6 or some shit like that. But I don't have Hot Wheel cars. No, I don't have cars, man. I'm in the video game. I'm a gamer and shit. I'm a gamer. So, but guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Got about 30 minutes to go. I'm going to do extra 30 minutes for you guys out here. But we continue to break down the being mysterious and all this other stuff. See, another thing that they love to do that even that guy that called in couldn't do is what? Take control. They couldn't even take control. They couldn't even take control of their own situations. See, women want to feel safe and secure. And if you can't lead yourself, how the fuck can you lead a woman to feel safe and secure? Remember that the guy that called in and said he's going to call that chick and got all scared and shit? How can he make her feel anything when he can't even lead her to do anything, man? Everything you do must be a cold-controlled situation. You must take the lead. And as I said, oh, shit, come the fuck on. And you must bring her into your world. Bring her into your amusement park. And if you can bring her into your amusement park, guys, just like you heard from Tyler, she will lead. She will follow your lead all the way into, gentlemen, the bedroom. Into the bedroom. That's how y'all win in this. Y'all can win easily in this. If y'all guys just start working. And it's the one thing y'all don't do. It's amazing. It's the one thing y'all just don't work on yourselves. You don't work to build yourselves up to be intriguing to a woman. Y'all just sit on the sidelines, bird watch, and don't do anything to grow. But it's okay. It's all good. See, most of you guys out here, y'all don't have any ambition to be anything more. Oh, good play. Oh, shit. Damn, that was almost a touchdown. Y'all don't have any ambition, dog. There's no confidence in you. There's nothing that you believe in yourself. The only thing that you believe is that you're not good enough. That's what you believe. You believe that you're not good enough. But she needs to see passion in your life. Where's the passion at? There is no passion. None of you guys have any kind of passion in your life to make her see why you, why she should be with you. There's nothing that y'all don't, oh my God, Jesus Christ, touchdown. Damn, dog, fuck. That motherfucker there, Buffalo, fuck. Shit, 754, break you. What's up, 754? Fuck. What's up, 754?
What's good? My question to you is, in order to build my culinary school and to build my amusement park, do I have to fuck up with women? And
what is fucking up with women? I understand. You say you have to fuck up with women. What is fucking
like
up with
making
women?
It about them.
Well, you already, yeah. Well, then you can't do it if you're making it about women. If everything you do, you make it about women, you can't do anything.
So I start with myself in order, but how do I build my culinary school if I don't know anything about women?
Well, let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Well, yeah. Well, you're too young for this because you got to be a student of the game. You ain't a student of the game. See, something about you guys, you think you can just get a one-word answer to solve a complicated situation y'all have. You got to be a student of the game. That's the point of all this shit. You got to be a student. You got to be under a mentor, man. You can't just learn this shit thinking that you're going to get, okay. Let me ask you a dumb question. Do you think somebody that wants to learn law school, you think they give all that information for free? All the stuff you need to take the bar, you think you get that for free?
You got to pay for it.
Right. You think you get all the medical information for free to become a doctor?
No.
So then, yeah. So what makes you think that you can learn the game for free? There's got to be sacrifice to this shit, dog. You can see the results I'm showing you, the game, but if you're not a student of the game, this will never work for you. You have to be a student of the game. You have to be a student of the game.
What if I'm a student for myself?
A student for yourself? You ain't got no fucking...
Wait,
how can you be a student when you don't even know what the fuck game is? How can you be a student if you ain't got no motherfucker? You don't even know what game is. So what are you actually teaching yourself if you don't even know what game is? What are you teaching yourself? Please explain to me.
I'm just teaching myself how to communicate with myself.
How?
With my thoughts. And learning about my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Just hang up the phone, kid. This ain't for you. Get your ass off the phone. I just popped in, OG. Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, but being mysterious isn't something a man tries to be. I don't try to be mysterious. I don't have to try to be something that I am because I'm a mystery to any woman that's lucky enough to be around me. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't operate like y'all guys do. I don't barter and beg for fucking women and worship them and all this other stuff, man. I don't operate like that. So yeah, don't try to be a mystery, man. Don't try to be a mystery. She could be hoping he will call and ask to pick up where they left off. Okay, Z, hold on. Let me answer Z. Z, all right, Z, let me explain. Hold on, Z. Hold on, let me refresh that, Z, and answer that question. Hold on, Z. Let me refresh. I had to refresh. All right, Z, let me help you with that question. So Z says... Let me see if I can grab the question. Oh, here you go. That's what she said. She said she could be hoping he will call and ask to pick up where... No. When you get with a man, you don't pick up... You're not asked to pick up where you left off. It just feels like you've never missed a beat with him. Meaning, if you haven't talked to him a while, he called you up, it'd be as if y'all never stopped talking. That's where the lost is. But then when you're attracted to that guy, you're going to be more curious to know, why have you been away for so long? And why is it taking this long for you to reach out to me? That's what happens 99.9% of the time. They want to know, why have you been away so long? And why haven't we been talking? It's something that I do something wrong, not other stuff. Hopefully that was able to help you out with that. How do you develop a passion for things in life when you get bored with things so easily? Because I have a passion for me. Thank you, Box. I have a passion for me, okay? Oh, she said a little reveal for my man. We got a new one off the press. T, do we? Do we? Hold on. T, do we? Oh, shit. Let's see, T. I don't know what amazes me more, that y'all believe that this can't happen to y'all. I don't. I'm showing y'all what the life could be like. What your life can actually be like if you actually learn from a mentor. Your life can be like that easily. Tyler himself can tell you before he met me, he was not this motherfucker. Tyler can tell you himself, he was not this motherfucker. But when he became a student of the motherfucking game, he got the results. But this is what it's like. This is why we are what we are. Because we have so many fucking options. We are totally, fully in control of who and what we are. Let's see, he said, what the fuck was that? Saw the puzzle. Let's see here. Just trying to see if I'm missing anything. Okay, we caught up. Yeah, she's in bed, dog. Waiting. Guys, y'all don't get it, man. Y'all don't get it. It's a beautiful life when you just let go of your old self and you rediscover yourself. You rediscover who you are. It's beautiful. Damn, it's beautiful. Fuck. Oh, man. It's beautiful. And when you have direct, because again, this is, listen, I had to be a student of the game too. I had to learn game. I had to sit down and understand game, and I did it. And I know you guys can do it if you choose to do it. It is up to you. Guys, lines are open for another, that's how many more minutes left. And lines are open for like 20 more minutes, guys. If y'all want to call in, y'all can. You got questions, please put a queue. I'm watching the main thing, so if y'all got a question or something, I can answer any questions that y'all have. It seems like the thing has been acting up. And I apologize for what's happening, but, you know, this thing is just it's a work in progress. A little reveal for mine. It's funny. Funny. That's funny. But you know what's so funny is that a lot of y'all guys, y'all are just not really interested in women the way y'all should be. Y'all are interested in what's between their legs. But you're not interested in elevating them when they need elevation. They need guidance. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't guide them. They should have guidance and they should be elevated. But they're not being guided and they're not being elevated. Let's see here. Wait, Tyler, what did you say, Tyler? What the fuck did Tyler say? The 40 is a new one, just sounds old. What 40 we got? It's a new one. Let's see what we got here. Wait, no, I already got that one. You sent me a 13. I already got that one. I didn't get a new one. That's the one I got. But I think what's my boy? When Antonio sent me, let me see what Antonio sent me from across the pond and shit. The train. Yeah, we already got that from you, Antonio. I got that before I read. You already sent that to me. So I already got that joint. So, yeah, Tyler, I didn't get a new one from you. So I don't know what you're talking about. I was looking for that, but no, I didn't get a new one, bro. Or didn't get a new one, bruv. I didn't get a new one. No, didn't get a new one. Guys, lines open for another 19 minutes if you got any questions we ask, but we're bringing down easy. Oh, my God, the bills again? Fuck. These Buffalo fans going to be like, oh, we got all this fucking noise. Okay, but, you know, I know y'all guys think women just want to fuck because all you guys want to do is fuck. But there's a secret in the sauce that women want to be seduced. Women want to be seduced. Stop having these friendly fucking conversations. You know what? We got to do something on that friendly shit, because all y'all do is have friendly conversations. What is a friendly conversation supposed to lead to? What is a friendly conversation supposed to lead to? Can somebody explain that? What does a boring conversation lead to? Boring ass shit. No, the end game is not solving the puzzle. Do it over again. You failed. You have failed. The end zone, the end game is not solving the puzzle. You have failed. Do it over. Do it over. Yeah, and friendly neighborhood spider bitch, right. That doesn't make any sense, man. Why would y'all guys sit around and chit-chat? For what? What does that get you? What does it get you sitting around? That's a penalty. A woman tackling on the sideline, that's a penalty. What I'm saying is, what does that get you guys? That gets you nothing except light-ass conversation. That's a shame. Light, boring conversation. Y'all got to stop doing that, man. Mark, yes, absolutely, Mark. They ask how your day is. Yes, they ask how your day. Waste of time. I don't understand why they do that. It doesn't make. I don't understand. It boggles my mind how people just talk about nothing. Like they, okay, I'll use that guy as an example. The guy that called in that got scared, who thought I had a complication. So there was a woman that he lost touch with. She came back in town, and he didn't even know what the fuck to do. Are you fucking kidding me? And I would have called her fucking ass up and say, I heard you in town. Let's catch up. Because you and I have a lot to discuss. What do we have to discuss? Us. That's what we got to discuss. You and I getting together. That's what we got to discuss. And guys, I've said that before, and guess what? They said, I'm not interested in you like that. Oh, cool. When you change your mind, let me know. See, that's why I'm not interested in you, because you're such a dick. You're being such a dick. Why do you talk to me that way? Why do you talk to me like that? All right, if I get them tired, I'll play it. Let me see. But yeah, why do you talk to me like that? Because I can. All right, Tyler, I finally got to 41. Here we go. I already heard that, Tyler. We already played that one, dog. Let me play this one. This is what I'm saying, dog. How do y'all not, how is it y'all guys think that you can't have this? How do you guys think y'all can't live this way? The fuck is this? Oh, yeah, it's the same one. Hold on. Wait a second, Tyler. Tyler throwing out him do all this shit. Hold on. Wait, I got that one. Wait a second. Y'all think women don't talk? What's amazing is y'all think women are not nasty. They love sex. They love sex, okay? Let's see. S, this is where, this ain't for you, S dog. You got it wrong. All right, isn't seduction to have sex and that's the intention you do? Fuck no. Fuck no. That's what y'all weak, soft motherfuckers think. Fuck no. Fuck no. Isn't seduction to have sex? Fuck no. Why? You don't have to seduce a woman for her to give up the pussy. The fuck would I do? Boy, if I was you, Sal Bands, whatever the fuck your name is, I'd throw that puzzle box away. You have no fucking idea what the fuck you doing. Talking that silly ass shit. Seduction is that. That's why you're losing, dog, with that silly ass shit you saying. Y'all hear what that motherfucker say? Man, Jesus Christ. My God, Jesus. This motherfucker here, man. But everybody can't be a man. And just because you got that puzzle piece don't mean you win. That motherfucker, if I was you, Sale Buzz, whatever the fuck your name is, I'd throw that puzzle away and just go and find a red pill place. Dog, you ain't got no game. You understand what the fuck is going on talking like that. And have sex. Motherfucker, have sex. The fuck you talking about? Have sex. You ain't even having sex, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about? Jesus Christ. My God. Jose, can you just go outside your fucking door to Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Amazon, motherfucker, the dollar store? How fucking difficult is it to get a box of puzzles, man? Why the fuck do you keep asking that goddamn question? Off your lazy fucking ass and go to Walmart. Jesus, thank you. Dude, don't go. Jesus, if you gotta ask that dumbass question, this ain't for you, dog. Where do I go to get puzzles? God damn it. Are you serious? My God. Where do I go to get water? How do I turn on the TV? How do I open a door? Can someone help me turn on the light? Motherfucker, this ain't for you, man. Can't even follow directions. Y'all think the puzzle's some mythical thing? Get your lazy fucking ass to Walmart. Jesus Christ. Oh. I know, man. Jesus, God damn. It's common sense. I'm sorry, man. Some of this shit's common sense, dog. Y'all like this. Fuck the game up, man. Common sense. Common sense ain't so oh my God, common sense ain't so fucking common. Jesus Christ. 10 minutes, ask questions, guys. We got you. Any questions y'all got? We got y'all, guys, man. How do you breathe? How do I put my clothes on and all that shit? The fuck you mean where I get puzzle pieces at? Where the fuck you think you get them? From the puzzle fairy? God damn, dude. Y'all got to stop that shit, man. Think, man. This is a thinking man's thing, man. We want y'all to think. Think. Fuck. All my poetry aficionados, we got a brand new track up for all you poetry aficionados. Check out. Y'all like it, check that shit out. I'm not funny, dog. I mean, how do you, yeah, right, how do you put the puzzle piece together? Yeah. That's crazy to me, man. I understand that shit, man. It's not complicated, man. What's complicated is it's a brand new way of thinking. That's what complicates. Oh, my God. Jesus, God damn, Buffalo is... Fuck. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be Buffalo going to the Super Bowl. I watched it. I got to post that shit on Facebook. All the Buffalo people think they're going to the Super Bowl and shit. Motherfucking Buffalo. Oh, it's a penalty. Who got the first down, but who got the ball? Wait, is it a penalty? Wait, let me see if he smacked that shit. Man, he batted this shit and caught his own pass. God damn, son. What? Anyway, you got any questions? Let's see here. What else we got here, gentlemen? Get some of y'all questions and shit. Let's see here. Thank you for the poetry link. Thank you very much. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm going to talk shit to the Bill fans and shit. 8 more minutes to the show, guys. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. If not, we'll wrap this up. But I wanted to make sure that we gave you all a different perspective on the importance of being a mystery. And the mystery is not coming from, oh my God, the mystery is not coming from what y'all think mystery is, because y'all are trying to be mysterious. Whereas a man is not trying to be anything but himself, and thus becomes a mystery to those around him, because people have not really met him. And that's why he's a mystery. And when y'all are do that, let me see. Oh, you want the photo? Yeah, let me see the photo. Hold on. Hey, now, wait. Let's see the photo for it. Come on now, Tyler. You got to blur it out or something. You got it, Tyler. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, send that shit, Tyler. Oh, yo, I think I can't show that. Hold on. Let me see something. Let me double check that. Let me do a little bit. Yeah, I guess, yeah, Tyler, she wants you to, all right, I can show that, Tyler, hold on a second, wait, hold on a second, hold on, Tyler, I can show that, that's all right, let me say that shit, and Tyler, I want you to confirm, Tyler, is this the one that said that she doesn't want to have any, that she wanted to say, she said take care, is this the same one, Tyler? Tyler, I just want to confirm, is this the one that said that she didn't want to have anything to do with you anymore? I just want to confirm that before I show him this photo. Hold on a second. Let me see something. Let me refresh myself so I can catch up. All right. So I'm synced back in. So Tyler, I want to make sure. Is that the one? Oh, that's a different one. Okay. It's a different one. Okay. So let's see what she, let me see all this. Knowing myself by someone teaching me how I can find myself. Knowing myself is by someone teaching me how to find myself. Well, let me ask you a question, your own highlights. How did you learn how to fucking count? How did you learn letters? How did you learn phonics? How did you learn to put two words together to create a word? How did you learn how to put words together to create a sentence? How did you learn to put sentences together to create a paragraph? How did you learn how to put paragraphs together to create a page or a chapter? By somebody teaching you, man. How fucking dumb is that? This is why this ain't for you. Because you sound like you're questioning the fucking mentor instead of listening to shit. I got you, Tyler. Hold on. I want to show y'all this. Do y'all see how ignorant that fucking question is? How the fuck do you think you learned anything in fucking school? By your fucking self? Do you actually think that you walked into school in kindergarten and said, I know trigonometry and calculus? I don't understand. That's got to be, dude, I don't, let me bring, all right, Tyler, what's going on, man? What's going on with this chick right here?
Yeah, that's a different chick, but basically, all three of these women are the result of being out of town to meet one woman and then working the quadrant to get like three while I was there in like a 24-hour period. So,
all right. So I'm going to show. So this is a new one. I'm going to show the photo. It's not a nerd. Yeah, it's not a nasty.
Yeah, she's different. That girl's like 20. The other one's like 36.
Okay. So she's 20 years old. What's her story? What's the story on this one?
She basically is submitting it like right off the bat, man.
Oh, she submitted off the bat.
I don't know what to say about that. She's eating it up.
All right, yeah. Let me get some of her face out a little bit. Hold on, let me see. All right, here we go. All right, let me show you what Tyler's got. So she's just showing you that. She's. How long have you known this one for?
Just this week, man. This is just like I said, the result of last weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been hitting her from land, air, and space?
Exactly. Yeah, I got nice. On the phone last night, took this chick into bed, and she just, you know, she's
nice.
In mind space. You know, yeah. I mean,
that's,
it's amazing.
That's nice.
Because, like you get some of these women, and they're, like, 20 years old, and they're dialed in to, you know what I mean? What's up?
Yes.
It's because they're not held back.
Yes.
Crazy, man.
No, it is crazy, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that that's how we are, man. That's just how we are.
Well, and then,
like, David said, the narcissism and arrogance is real out there. It is real. Wait, listen, Tali, what's up?
Well, and then the one with the candle in the window. I mean, they need to go through that process. It seems like, you know, where they got to go.
Oh,
nope,
yeah, yeah.
I think it's a break. You know.
Yeah, it's a break.
They just got to get beyond that. And then once they get beyond that, it's like test the metal or something like that. I don't know what it is, man. But it's like, you know, so you see that coming and you're just like grateful it's happening. It's like, oh, yay. Okay. You know, candle in the window. We'll see you when you get it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And what is crazy is that they don't understand what it means to have a teacher, a mentor. Because without a teacher and a mentor, they're not going to even understand the shit that we're saying. They don't get it. They don't understand.
And you know my cake ass, all afraid of putting in the fucking candle in the window not that long ago. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, oh no, can't do that. You know.
Yep. Exactly.
And so
exactly.
You just gotta sit at the temple and soak up the game and just, you know, go back to the basics, man. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Once you soak it up and go back to the game, everything connects for you. But it's hard to, you know, the mind cannot accept it because the mind wants to feel like women don't like sex and it's hard to get women and it's difficult out there and women are this and women. The mind cannot accept the truth. That a lot of people will not accept what they saw because they will not believe that they are capable of getting that shit. You know what I mean, Tyler?
Well, you know what I'm going to point out, and you might be best to help point the direction of where this is, I know we don't like to talk about the products, but you have a product where you just have recordings where you're talking. You know the one where, you know, you got different recordings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And basically, you're just letting them do all the talking. You know, you're
of
just
course,
asking them what's going on.
Yeah, there you go.
And
yeah.
And then it's just like you're living in their head. You don't even have to talk about it directly.
No, right. Man, that's why I can be, I guess what they call a dick, because I just don't give a fuck because I'm not, it's that easy, man. It's that easy.
So, I think they can just smell that on you when it's the other way, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. And the women can, and they know that you have somebody else. They know that you have other women the way you are, and they will accept you having other women. They will accept
I screwed up today where I sent one message to the wrong person, which normally
you gotta do better on that one.
But because it didn't, you know what I mean? Like, they understand exactly what's going on. So,
well, Tyler, all right, well, hold your message for our next show, Tyler, but I'm going to throw you in because we're going to wrap this shit up. But thanks for the call, T.
All right, get back to the game. Thanks.
I respect you. Yeah, get back to this shit because he's Buffalo fans. And, hey, we in the fourth quarter. Okay, fourth quarter. Yeah, so, yeah, man. So I just want to let y'all guys know this is what the game can be like when y'all choose to be students of the game. It's up to y'all guys what y'all want to do. Nobody can hold a gun to your head. But anyway, we did a good 3 hours, man. Usually I do 2 hours. I just want to do an extra hour because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a show Sunday. Maybe Saturday we might kick one off. We don't know. I'm not sure. But I got to wrap this up. So, guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 If y'all are ready to grow, y'all can go ahead and grow. If not, hey, don't grow. It's all good. Everybody, this ain't for everybody. Just remember that. Everybody cannot win at the end of the day, but you can when you choose to win.